Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cardi B is literally everywhere, including Madonna. We're chatting stories on Justin Timberlake, Money Long, and JoJo Siwa. We get into our cover with Christian Nodal and take you backstage at Women in Music. Happy Tuesday, March 12th, and welcome to Billboard News. I was at Madonna last night, and though I want to be tired, I can't be, because Cardi isn't and she isn't slowing down. From queening in LA with Madonna to dropping a new single cover and slaying Oscar weekend, Cardi B is everywhere you want to be, and we're taking you there. Cardi B was the guest judge during Madonna's Vogue set at the Celebration Tour on Monday, and we could not get over how flawless she looked, even though she was just as gagged by Madonna. And she also dropped the cover art for her new single, Enough Miami, and I mean wow. The song is set to arrive on Friday, March 15th, and she gave us a teaser on TikTok.
I'm like, what in the fuck? If you scared, then just say that whole enough is enough.
And Madonna and the cover aren't her only sirs. She also gave us old Hollywood glamour at the Vanity Fair Oscars party. And I can't get over this selfie with Victoria Monet, Chloe, and Halle. Thank you, Cardi, for your service. And we're staying busy just like Cardi with more stories. Here's three things you should know today. We all know Money Long can write a hit, but did you know she can write one in 10 minutes while furniture shopping? She told Complex she was searching for furniture online when Jermaine Jackson asked for an update on a song they were working on. She said, "Oh, I got a title. I said California King Bed." And he said, "Okay," and then he left. So I was like, "Oh, now I gotta write that." 10 minutes later, she had a hit. She also told Complex it was originally pitched to Kelly Clarkson, but landed with Rihanna 2 years later. Now I want to hear the Kelly-Yoki cover. JoJo Siwa is in her new era, but this one is not for children.
May contain sexual themes, violence, strong language, dramatic scenarios, and flashing lights.
She added a warning to her IG and last week added a series of photos with the captions, "See you in 1 month, remember, karma's a bitch." Oh girl, I don't know what's next, but color me intrigued. Britney had Slave for You, Miley had Can't Be Tamed. I can't wait to see what JoJo's bringing.
Welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm gonna be your host tonight, Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake took on hosting duties over on ABC.
Unfortunately, Jimmy couldn't be here tonight. As you can imagine, he's pretty beat.
Of course you can't keep a good host down.
Why would I need a guest host?
Because you were out all night at the Oscar after party.
No, not really. I went to one party and then I went to bed.
I mean, JT could easily handle his own late night show, but we'll take him as a musical guest. And I may or may not be seeing The Man in the Woods this week, but I'll tell you about that at a later date. And we thought we were done, but then this story hit the press.
We have a title for Beyoncé's new country album. So say yee-haw and let's break down the news. Cowboy Carter. That's the name of Act 2 of Beyoncé's Renaissance project, and she unveiled it with a picture on her website featuring a saddle and sash saying Cowboy Carter. There's also multiple merch bundles for sale with several t-shirt designs. And there's up to 4 alternate covers from what we can tell so far, and she looks flawless. The country album is available March 29th and contains Hot 100 number 1 Texas Hold'em.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no Hold'em.
And 16 Carriages.
16 Carriages driving away.
And with a rumored cover of Dolly Parton's Jolene, we can't wait.
We have a new cover star in Christian Nodal. Let's check it out.
Me considero parte importante de lo que ahora pasa. En día porque todos los cambios que yo estaba haciendo en el género no eran como no fueron los más aceptados. Recuerdo cuando empecé con tatuajes o que empecé a usar diferente estilo de ropa o los videos, simplemente de los videos que no fuera el típico video regional mexicano que es medio telenovela. Cuando fui cambiando todo eso, creo que se abrieron puertas para talentos nuevos. Y es bien bonito porque se siente raro igual porque tienen mi edad y todo, pero me dicen, no, yo te escuchaba cuando estaba en la secundaria o en la prepa, y era como, tiene sentido, ya que yo en la prepa, yo no le andaba entregando los títulos a mi mamá de la preparatoria ni la universidad, pero me estaba entregando los Grammys, de que ay, ahí te va. Sí, para el 2024 viene un álbum, bueno, se completa ya, ya como para octubre, por ahí, por esas fechas, pero ya en mayo va a salir un EP y luego sale la otra mitad, la otra parte. Yo quiero ser actor, si quiero salir en alguna serie. Yo ya le he dicho a mi RP que me meta ahí en una serie de malotes. Yo quiero ser mal. Tengo los tatuajes, ¿no? Empezando por ahí. Ya tengo el perfil. También quiero hacer un anime. Tengo muchas ganas de hacer un anime. Estuve haciendo una historia y todo el rollo. Ahí va. Entonces, siento que estoy también descubriéndome en otras cosas que creo que eso considero que soy bueno, que tengo una luz ahí que puede ser muy bella. Estoy trabajando y bueno, probablemente también sea eso.
For the full cover story, head to billboard.com. We had a blast at Women in Music this year, and we have so much more to share from backstage.
My name is Tracy Ellis Ross. I am the host this evening. 5 things you don't know about me. 1, I love olives. My favorite olive is a green olive, not with a pimento, with a pit. Couldn't think of the word. Another thing that you should know about me that other people don't know that's very important for you to know about me is I love gum, chewing gum. Very big on chewing gum. I love chewing gum. I eat chewing gum like it's going out of style. And I like to eat the gum, spit the gum out, stick it somewhere, hopefully in a garbage can, and then eat more gum. It's a problem. What's the next thing you should know about me? My favorite of all beverages, water. What's the 4th thing you wouldn't know about me? Oh, I'm extremely organized. And when I say organized, I mean problematic. And before I was acting, I used to go into companies and organize them. My first job was at a bank. I was organizing files. Oh, I'm sorry, a 6th one. I worked for Arsenio Hall. I interned for Arsenio Hall, exactly. I was reading scripts. I mean, I don't really think I was doing anything, but they told me that I was there to, like, you know, help make sense of things. Mm. In all honesty, this, it was my idea. Right? That's what people don't know about. Now you know.
That's it for today. Come back tomorrow for a fresh batch of news updates. This is Billboard News.